Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 309. Today we're going to be talking about tips for minimizing distractions in your day. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay, so today I wanted to talk about some tips for minimizing distractions in your day. So what made me think of this topic is I recently started reading the book Indistractable by Nir Aval, I think is how you say the name. I'm not 100% sure, but anyway. But it was kind of interesting, and I haven't finished reading the book. I only just started reading it. But in the book, you know, the one thing that he kind of started out with was that a distraction is something that's taking away from something else you want to be doing. So if you choose to sit down and scroll on your phone because that's what you want to do at that time, then it's not a distraction. But if you want to be getting your house clean and you find you're scrolling on your phone, then that's when it becomes a distraction because it's distracting you from the other thing that you want to be doing. So the thing that you want to be doing usually is a priority that we'd rather be devoting our time to. So today I just wanted to share some things that we can do to try and minimize those distractions in our day so that we can put more focus into the things that we really want to get done. So, well, why do we care about being distracted? You know, we might sometimes think that we have way too many things to do and we don't have time to relax and do the things that we want to or the things that we enjoy. But a lot of times this happens because we're too distracted to take care of our priorities with our full attention. Then it causes the amount of time to get things done to take a lot longer than it really should. So like, for example, it's so easy to get distracted, even with like the simplest little things. So this morning I wanted to get ahead on dinner by pre-cooking some chicken in the Instant Pot that I was gonna need for tonight's dinner recipe. So I took out the Instant Pot, I put the chicken in it, then I went to grab my phone to get the cooking instructions. So in the recipe app on my phone, I have the instructions on how much water to add to the Instant Pot and how long to cook the chicken in the Instant Pot. So I went over to grab my phone so that I could look up what I needed to do with the chicken. Somehow, I wound up going onto Facebook because I had posted a question in a beta fish group that I'm in on a question I had on the water parameters for my fish tank. And I went in to check and see if anyone had responded to that post that I had done because it was just something I was really interested in getting the information for. So I went into the thing. Nobody had responded yet. I think my post hadn't even been approved by the admin of the group yet. So then I wound up scrolling on Facebook a little bit, looking at some pictures, put my phone down and turned around to see the chicken sitting in the Instant Pot. And then I remembered that that was the reason I had picked up my phone. And I don't know how I ended up on Facebook. I never even went into the recipe app. So that's why we care about distractions, because they just keep us from doing the thing that we're trying to do. I mean, I just simply wanted to cook some chicken breast for the evening's dinner. And next thing I know, I'm scrolling on Facebook and I never even looked to see how much time I needed to put the chicken in the Instant Pot, which was the reason I picked up my phone. So it just happens so easy. And even on those little things, like it doesn't seem like a big deal. It was only a couple minutes, but it still took away that time. And you know, if I did that 10 different times during the day, that's like 20 minutes that I didn't get something done that I could have gotten done. And then I could have had that 20 minutes as a group, like as a whole 20 minutes at the end of the day to do something fun rather than just kind of getting distracted all throughout the day and wasting all those little minutes, you know, that you can't really kind of recapture because they're just these little minutes all over the place. So one tip is to try to take note of tasks that you have difficulty staying focused on. So there are certain things that we can focus on so intently that we can't even believe how much time has flown by while we're doing it. And then there's other things like cleaning the bathroom that, you know, they're not maybe enjoyable, but they're less likely something that you're going to be distracted from. You know, you might get distracted from starting, but once you're in the middle of cleaning a bathroom, you're likely going to keep going until you're done. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. Then there's other tasks that are much easier to get distracted while doing them. And, you know, oftentimes there's also tasks that we just don't particularly like doing or that aren't that interesting. And with those, that's where we kind of tend to allow ourselves to get distracted much more easily because we just don't want to do whatever it is we have to do. So by identifying those things that we know we often get distracted from, we can kind of try and catch ourselves before we go to start doing something else that's off task. So you want to try and take note of what things distract you and then also those tasks that you have difficulty staying focused on, because the more you're aware, you can kind of more likely recognize when you go to do something else that's going to take you off task. Another tip for minimizing distractions is to block your time. So one way to keep yourself focused on a task is to block out specific times to work on something in particular. It can be more difficult to stay focused if you're just kind of wandering from task to task throughout the day without having any real boundaries on what you want to really make progress on. So when you block out time for getting something in particular done, it can help you really kind of devote your energy to just that one task during that time, because you know that's the time you've allotted for this, and then you're going to be working on other things at other times. So it kind of helps you stay focused on that particular task, and because it can keep the other things out of your mind because you know you have time slots to work on those later. I use an app called Structured to block out my time on certain days. So like, for example, I have certain chores that I do on Saturday morning. And by time blocking those chores into half hour slots, it really helps me stay focused on what I have to get done because I want to stay on track. If I get everything done in order, you know, I look at the app and I'm like, okay, I got to water the plants. I got to do the guinea pig cage. I got to do whatever. There's things that I got to do on Saturday morning, but I try and really stick to those time slots. It kind of like helps move me a little bit quicker, but then I know that I have like the rest of the day free. So it's like, I kind of just like say like, okay, I got to do this and that, and just bang them out in the time slots that I have them set to. And then I know I have the rest of the day to do whatever I need to do. I'm not saying there might not be other things I need to do later in the day, but I know that those important tasks that have to get done every Saturday morning are done and out of the way. So time blocking them and knowing that that's when they're going to get done, I'm not thinking about them at other times, and I'm staying focused on getting those done as in the time slots that they're assigned to, because I know that I want to accomplish all of those things that I had slotted out for that morning time slot. Another thing you can do is try and define some break times for yourself. So things like checking social media or watching TV are things that can distract us from what we want to get done. But they're not bad things. They're just not our priority at certain times. So by scheduling breaks into your day, you can have some time to check in on social media or check your email or whatever it is that you want to take a look at during those times that you don't really want to be doing when you're trying to really get something else done. So when you know that you're going to have like that time coming up to do those things, you'll be more likely to put it off until that time, or you'll hopefully be more likely to put it off until that time. Like if you know, I just really should be focused on this, but in a half hour, I'm going to have a break and then I can like check out on my email real quick and see if I got that notification that something was going to be delivered or whatever it is that you're looking for. You can know that that time's coming, so you don't feel like you have to check now, because you'll have a defined amount of time later on that you can just sit and look at those things and not get distracted from what you're currently trying to get done. Another tip is to set a timer. You might be surprised at how much you can get done in a short amount of time. And when you use a timer to get a task done, it really just helps keep you focused because you know that you only have so much time to accomplish something. And just by kind of putting that limit on yourself and knowing that you're soon going to be out of time, it can really kind of help you stick to that task. And it's very motivating when you look at how much you were able to get done in that amount of time by staying focused. So it kind of like works well with something that maybe you weren't necessarily feeling motivated to work on. And you can say, well, maybe if I just work on it for 15 minutes. And it's also great for like those really large projects that can feel really overwhelming. If you just tell yourself you're just going to do a thing for like a half an hour or even 15 minutes, whatever, however much time you want to do, it can just make it feel more manageable. And when you see when you're done how much you were actually able to get done, it's probably going to likely cause you to want to do that same type of thing again. You know, like I said, you don't have to do a half hour timer. You could do 5 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever makes sense for you, depending on what the project is. But you just do want to make sure that you allow enough time to make some progress so that you can see that what you were able to get done in that amount of time. I actually recently did this on a flower bed that I was working on that had gotten like filled with weeds, and it was a huge project. And I would have been like so exhausted and wiped out if I tried to do it like all on like a weekend or a day. So what I did is, most days I work from home. So what I did is, on my lunch break, I would set a timer for a half an hour and I would go out there and just pull weeds for a half an hour. And I did it every time that I could on my lunch break. Other times I just didn't have time or I had something else I had to do. But whenever I could, I just set a timer for a half an hour and I went out there and did as much as I could. And it's done. Like, it's done now. It probably took me a couple of weeks, because I only did a half hour here and there when I could. But it's done and it looks great. And it wasn't that big of an effort. I didn't have to sit out there for using like a whole entire weekend day and just really getting it all done. I just did a little bit at a time. And knowing that it was just that half hour, it just made it feel like so doable. And when the timer was up, I just cleaned up where I was at and I got up and went back to work. So setting a timer really can help with keeping you on task when you're trying to, you know, get something specifically done that you might not be as motivated to work on. Another tip, which I have not actually used, is the focus mode on your phone. So I think it's worth mentioning in case it's something that you want to look into. I'm not totally sure if this is on Android phones. I'm an iPhone user, so that's what I know. But I know iPhones have a feature that's called focus, that you can put your phone into that mode so that you won't be distracted by certain apps, texts, phone calls, things like that. And I believe it to be very customizable so that you can allow certain things to come through. Like, say, for example, you wouldn't want your spouse or child's call or text not to come through if it was something important. So I think you can say, like, silence everything except for these people or except for these apps or whatever. I believe that there are certain ways to customize it. Like I said, I have never used it before, but I've heard about it a lot lately. So I thought it was worth mentioning, just in case you have particular trouble by being distracted by your phone. Maybe that's something that you might want to take a look into and see if you think it might be helpful for you. Another tip is to consider using a checklist. Now, this definitely doesn't work for everything, but something that I found that has really helped me by having a checklist lately was with doing my checking and credit card charges, updating the budget, that whole kind of process where I sit down and just kind of update everything. So many times I found that I would get distracted in between steps. And this whole process doesn't really take that long to do, but I would find myself doing one piece and then thinking what I should do next. And then thinking, did I miss something? Was there another part I was supposed to do? Did I check all the credit cards? Did I reconcile the checking? Oh, I think I bought something at BJ's. Did I record that? And I would just kind of waste time thinking about the steps instead of just doing it. So sometimes I would go to the internet browser, and I'm supposed to go on there to go to the banking website, download my activity, and I would wind up getting off track and going on Pinterest or going on Facebook or whatever. So I use Microsoft OneNote. It's basically like a notebook on your computer if you haven't used it before. It has pages and everything. I really like it for doing notes and things like that, checklists, stuff like that. So I created a quick checklist that I can use to keep me on task when I do that checking/recording credit card charges budget update type thing that I do very often. And now I just follow the steps. It's so easy for me. It's very simple. I mean, it's nothing major. It just says like, reconcile checking, download credit card charges from this bank, download credit card charges from this bank, reconcile this, check Amazon to see if there's anything that we purchased that hasn't come through yet. It's just like all these very simple steps. But I just, now that they're in order, I just go bam, 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 right down and I'm done. I'm not like, oh, wait, did I check that bank yet? Oh, which one should I do next? I just go right in order and it's done. And there's not really any particular order that this has to be done in. I mean, obviously, I have to download the activity before I can reconcile it. But I mean, that's kind of obvious. But otherwise, it doesn't matter if I do a credit card activity before I do my checking activity. It doesn't matter if I check Amazon first or I check BJ's first. Like, it doesn't matter what order I do in. It's more just having a list to be like, okay, this step, this step, this step, this step, and I just keep moving. And I've really noticed a major improvement in how quickly I get it done rather than just kind of aimlessly getting on the computer and be like, oh, okay, let me go to download the banking stuff. And then, okay, let me import the credit card transactions and kind of thinking through each step. Just like looking at that checklist, I just go right through the steps and I'm done. And I created it as like a template checklist, and then I'm able to just like copy it over again each time so that I'm not like unchecking the boxes and rechecking the boxes. Anyway, not that that matters at all. But for certain tasks like that, that are kind of more just like a few simple steps that you want to just like bang right through, and you find like that you don't have a process in your mind that you can just automatically go through, like with certain routines where you just kind of know I do this, this, and that. Like for some reason with that task, maybe because there was just too many steps, even though there wasn't a ton, it might have just been like just too many that I couldn't come up with like a quick process in my head to go right through them. It helped me to put down a checklist that I could just go right through the steps and get that done a lot quicker. So maybe there's something that you do that might be helpful for. And then the only other thing that I wanted to mention, my last tip, is to have a place to jot down notes, because it can be so distracting to think of something that you need to do in the future while you're trying to get something else done. And also, when you forget what that thing was on your mind, because your mind wanders, then it becomes even more distracting, because now you're just focused on trying to remember what that important thing was that you need to get done later. So by keeping a notebook or a notepad or a planner nearby, or even just using the notes app on your phone, just some way that you can log that note, whatever it was, somewhere you want to jot it down or put it in your phone or whatever it was, put a reminder. By getting it out of your head and written down or accounted for somewhere, it will get it out of your mind and you're not going to be worried that you're going to forget it. And then you'll be able to continue to focus on whatever task you were trying to complete. The only place this does not work is in the shower. And that's where I often think of those things that need to get done. And then I'm like, I got to remember. And then so often by time I get out of the shower, I've already forgotten. So if we could come up with a way to jot down notes in the shower, that would be really awesome. But otherwise, when you are working on a task, it is definitely so distracting to have one of those thoughts about something that you need to do. And if you can't just get it down on paper or get it out of your head somewhere, it's just going to continue to distract you. So just maybe if you could have a method to get that down somewhere so that you know you're not going to forget. So that's all the tips I have on this topic today. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find a blog post for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to If you enjoyed the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is how the show gets seen by more people who might want to listen to something like this. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?